This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-8304, regarding Mary Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, date of birth February 1st, 1949. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Cooper with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, and hypertension. Her last visit was December 2nd of 2024. Since that time, she was hospitalized in Alma from 2:14 to 2:16 with acute pyelonephritis. And that did resolve with IV antibiotics and then oral antibiotics after discharge. And she was having pain in the left lower quadrant area, but that's completely resolved. And she did have a CAT scan to rule out kidney stone, and she did have a small 3-millimeter non-obstructing kidney stone was noted, and that was in the right kidney. And she had several simple renal cysts bilaterally, no problems with the bladder. She's feeling much better at this time. She is very forgetful about getting lab studies done, but she reports that she has an appointment within the next few weeks in your office, and she states that she'll be getting more labs done at that time. We would like her to have them done every 3 months, but she often forgets to get them done. So she'll be, I'm sure, having some more labs within the next couple of weeks. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. She has some stockings that are mild compression stockings. Those are working very well for her. She has gained about 4 pounds over 6 months, she reports. And currently urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no pain, no dysuria, no chest pain or palpitations or dyspnea. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's anticoagulated with Coumadin. I'd like to highlight hydralazine. It's 10 milligram 4 times a day, along with 25 milligram twice a day. Lasix is 20 milligrams. She takes 2 daily in the morning with potassium, 40 mil equivalent daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram daily. Lisinopril is 20 milligram at bedtime. Low-dose aspirin daily, and tramadol is 50 milligram once or twice a day as needed for pain. Other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 188 pounds, pulse is 66, blood pressure is 126 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, without ascites, and 1+ edema, ankles and feet bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 15th during hospitalization, 2025. Creatinine is 1.34, estimated GFR 41. Calcium is 10.1, sodium 139, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 21. Her hemoglobin was 11.5, normal white count, normal platelets, magnesium 2.6. And the last hemoglobin she had was done 1/14 of 25. It was 12.2 with normal white count, normal platelets. And actually, she also had another CBC on February 15th, and that was a stable hemoglobin of 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. I've tried to remind the patient to get lab studies done every 3 months. Two, hypertension is currently at goal. Three, proteinuria on lisinopril 20 milligram daily to treat that. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.